Hi guys, welcome back to the Deep End Podcast with Allison Ford, a place where we talk about deep thinking, deep feeling without any apologies. All right, you guys. So today we're talking about how to go back home and really why I am telling you, without apology here, that God told me to start this podcast. And I want to preface this by saying that you can believe in God, not believe in God in the traditional sense. You can believe God is nature. You can believe God is love. You can be a deep thinker and be thinking about it still. I'm just going to share my personal experience and really what I have had a deep connection with throughout most of my life. And I think being a deep thinker and being in turmoil as a deep thinker and a deep feeler as a child is where I started this connection and where I, you know, often go back to when I'm in deep turmoil and in deep question, which is for me this feeling of my soul and a feeling of God being with me. When I was younger, I explained in the first episode, I went through many things as far as abandonment. I certainly felt alone very often. And I felt very misunderstood of the things that were going on inside of me and the thoughts that I was having and the feelings that I was having attached to those thoughts. It was very overwhelming for me. And I really did not know how to deal with it. And one day, I had a particularly bad day. I'm not even actually sure what happened to me. But I was in like the depths of sorrow. I was just having a really, really hard time. And all of a sudden I just sort of heard this voice and, it just assured me that I was going to be okay. And, you know, it's hearing it and feeling it, for me, that is, I know for sure that that's a higher power, that's God, that's something for me, that is not typical when you're in that experience and you hear it. And so I know it's not everybody's experience, but it's my experience. And anytime I have been, really, really lost and really, really in turmoil in my life, I have always been able to at some point connect with this voice. And sometimes I would take hiatus, you know, from hearing it. It just depends on how far I went away from what I call home. So I'm going to explain to you just a little bit of a story that goes back to me being this deep thinker and deep feeler and really rejecting that. And I think people who think and feel deeply often try to reject us. You know, it's like rejecting the calling. I think, you know, it's a very traditional story that, you know, we get the calling, we reject the calling, and then eventually we have to go back to the calling because it is who we are and it is ingrained in our soul. And so for me, being a young child, and being in a environment where, you know, we had to just really survive and push through, and there wasn't a lot of time for, you know, talking about your feelings. There wasn't a lot of time to get wrapped up in things, because I live with a single mom raising six kids. And so you can kind of only imagine, you know, that type of environment and really how much time and space there was to feel things and to thoroughly go through things that are typically very layered in our minds as deep thinkers. There just wasn't a lot of space for that. And so what I decided, was that I was just, you know, I couldn't be this way. I could not be this way. I heard that message from God just to say that, you know, you're going to be okay. And then, you know, soon after that, I started to say, well, you know, a good solution, I think, for me to survive this is to just be a survivor and to be like my mom and to be like somebody who just pushed through. And because that was really the only marker that I saw, I said, you know, this must be the solution and I am going to be okay. And in fact, making this decision to be strong and to really kind of disengage in my feelings and to just push through and get on with it gave me a real sense of peace in the moment. And it seemed to be a really good decision for me at the time. So I was a little kid. I couldn't have been more than, I think, maybe when I was like 7 years old, you know, I really firmly made this decision that I'm just going to be strong. And I actually gave my first TEDx talk on this topic, why strong girls finish last, because obviously I had to learn a huge lesson about strength, and particularly putting the facade of strength on throughout my life and being somebody who internally, I didn't feel very strong. I felt very confused and I felt very off balance. And, you know, I couldn't even really put communication or words to really what I felt. When you're a deep thinker and a deep feeler, so often things are really abstract, especially when you're young and you can't really put language on it. You're kind of unsure of how to put it out and how to heal it and how to make it work for you. And so most of the time what we do is we just try to avoid it and we build up some kind of layer, some type of armor. I find that majority of people who are like me have done this at some point in their life. Maybe it lasts for 6 months, maybe it lasts for 10 years. It all depends. So for me, mine lasted, you know, I was in that 10 plus years range, to be honest. I built up a lot of external type of strength. I played a lot of sports. I worked out. I was very fit. I was competitive. I was somebody who, you know, by all means seemed like they were in great accomplishment mode. And I even went so far as to play professional football. I played as a wide receiver for the WPFL. And that's how much I went to the opposite direction and made that decision to be strong and to really be that independent, fierce girl instead of what I perceived as being weak and feeling way too much and not knowing how to deal with that. So, you know, throughout college and high school, I seemed to have, you know, just, I was just busy all the time. I mean, I played four sports in high school. I played sports in college. I literally volunteered probably 4 to 5 days a week. I also worked. I mean, everything was really jam-packed for me, and I kept myself so busy that I really could never go back home to that place in me that has so much depth, has so many feelings. There's so many layers there that I couldn't find my home there. So I had to find my home in these external things. And I think a lot of us, fall into this trap. It's a very easy trap to fall into. And some people do it with their careers. Some people do it with becoming a mom. Some people do it in putting all their efforts in a relationship and really trying to make that work and, you know, putting all their eggs in that basket. Everyone makes sort of different choices in how they're going to do it. Mine was, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be fierce. I'm going to be strong and independent. I really don't need anybody to help me through this. And I am not weak, right? That was like my mantra and my message. And I'm going to be okay. As long as I do that, I'm going to be okay. So that message that I heard so long ago, which was so beautiful and poetic, right? I think I interpreted it in a way to just say, I'm just going to be strong and go this route. I also had environmental factors that really helped me with that. You know, I lived, like I mentioned in my first episode, in a place where, you know, survival was just on the menu. I didn't see a lot of people thriving. I didn't see a lot of people having space or time or acknowledgement of how they felt. It was just, we just survive here. This is what we do. And so even though, you know, that always felt a little off to me, you know, life always felt a little off to me. And I could feel it in my belly, you know, I could feel it burning down in there, but I just kept myself so busy that it almost didn't have a lot of time to surface. So I ended up, getting with a guy who, in by all accounts, you know, he's now my husband, but, you know, by all accounts was a really good man who really, really loved me. But the problem was, is that I had never really been home with myself in so many years. I had never been to that space, that depth space for myself to really cherish and honor and value myself in a really deep way. I did externally, so it seemed like I had a lot of boundaries and accomplishments and all of these things externally. But internally, that work was definitely lacking. And I didn't know how to trust men. because my dad had left, and I just had a lot of things that I left undealt with and just pursued. So I made the classic case of what I think most people, find themselves in. We just sort of go through and make these choices like, okay, start a relationship. Okay, we're going to buy a house. Okay, we got a dog together. Okay, we're going to have a kid, you know, and I just was making these choices externally, and internally, everything always seemed a little bit off. And I just didn't have the courage, right? And that's the irony, is that I was so strong in the outside, but in the inside, I just didn't have the courage to go home and to really go back to that place that authentically is me. And I think as we are deep thinkers and deep feelers, we know that place. And that place is, it's so full of things. There's so many emotions down there. There's passion down there. There's so much life down there. There, you know, it's good and it's bad, right? It's light and it's dark. It's a scary place and it's a place of freedom. So that place was a place I just was like, I can't visit there. And what started happening, is my life started really just breaking down. I started noticing that, you know, I didn't really know how to be, the kind of mom I wanted to be. You know, I mean, I took care of my daughter and I loved her, but, it just always felt a little bit off, you know. For the first couple years, things just felt a little bit off. And with my relationships, those were like always just off. You know, ever since I can remember, I just, you know, I had never really, really committed to anyone fully because I had never really committed to myself and to conquering that whole other area. So I was always sort of in this mode of like, you know, I'm here, but I could leave and take care of myself if I needed to. And you need to know that. And I was always, you know, so armored up. I had so much of my armor. And, you know, I think what happens with people like this that put out so much strength to reinforce what's going on at home, right, internally with them, is that they discover one day that, you know, they made all these decisions and they weren't the right decisions. They're doing it to look a certain way. And that is exactly what happened to me. And, you know, I realized I wasn't fully fulfilled in my job as a teacher. I love my students, but there were so many things about the system that I just didn't agree with and that did not sit with me very well. And I kind of felt like a sellout in some ways, to be honest. I didn't feel like anyone knew me, really, because I never really gave anyone the true chance to know me. No one can go in the depths and the deep depths, right, of who I was, because I had never even really gone there. I had cast that off as a young child, and so I never really had the chance to develop that space and become authentically me and, you know, all of my depths and all of my layers and be proud of that. I never gave myself that opportunity. And so, you know, what happened was me and my then fiance, we ended up splitting up, and that was really hard. You know, I had to split time with my daughter, which was one of the scariest things for me to think about and for me to, you know, negotiate with. And, you know, but things were just off and things were not right, and I had to take a stand. And so I ended up leaving. And during that time, you know, things started happening for me. I started, you know, looking at myself a little bit more. I started asking myself more questions. I started allowing myself to show up a little bit more. And what I realized is that I had a lot of mess around relationships. I was not a person who was mature enough to be in a relationship. I realized that I had not been honoring myself as a woman, as a person, as a human being, in my career, my pursuits. I had not been doing that work. I had still been doing my same old song and dance, which is stacking on things and trying to push through. And so it just led to a breakdown, a total and utter breakdown. And so what happened to me one night is that I had a physical episode after a workout. My body just kind of like it collapsed, is the best way I can put it. And I just started crying. And, you know, this crying lasted for just hours and hours and hours. And it really started scaring me because I'm like, oh my God, like what is happening to me? And, you know, I was thinking like, maybe I need to go to the hospital because it just literally just would not stop. And, in that moment, you know, what happened to me is what happened to me that same day when I was a little girl, which was, you know, God showed up, this feeling came over me. I saw myself as a little girl, as that little girl who so long ago I cast it away. And it was really interesting because, you know, the girl, you know, she was me, but she just, like, she just wasn't angry. She wasn't angry at me. Like, she understood why I made that choice. But she was just ready for me to acknowledge her. And she was not okay with this other person. And she was, you know, assuring me that, you know, this isn't who you are. And you need to come and show up for me now. Because I've had it. I've had my run at this. And I just, you know, I'm ready. And you're ready. And the only words that I heard very clearly was just, go home. That was it. And so even though this big message was communicated to me, the verbal kind of words that came through were just, you know, go home. You need to go home. And I was like, oh shit. I cannot go home. Like me and my, you know, cause I took it literally. Right. And so, I was like, you know, oh my God, me and my ex, we have so many issues. We have so many, like, we are just fighting every single day. The day prior to that, we were actually going to start getting some lawyers involved just for our communication because, like, it was not good. And it was very toxic. And I was just like, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we have somebody in between us because, you know, clearly we're not mature enough to do this. And so when I went to him, I mean, obviously, you know, so what I did was I said, you know, I called him, I said, we need to go out to dinner. Like, I need to talk to you. And, you know, who knows what he's thinking that I'm going to tell him, but, we end up going to dinner and I just said, like, you know, I didn't tell him this whole thing. Oh my God. You know, I had a huge breakdown, you know, God came, he showed up. I saw myself as a child, you know, this whole, like, I didn't tell him all those things because, you know, sometimes as deep thinkers, like we're embarrassed of like the things that actually really kind of happened to us and the thoughts that we have. And some people won't understand it. You know, I've since then have shared this with him, but at that moment I was just, you know, like I can't tell him all this cause he's going to think I'm nuts. So I just told him, you know, I said, I don't really know why, I don't know how, but, you know, I have to come home and yeah, that's all I know. I have to come home and we've got to try this again. Because this is the message that I'm getting and I'm feeling and I just, this is what I have to do. And, you know, it's so interesting because he was like, you know, even dating somebody at the time and, you know, God bless my husband. He's just always has loved me since day one. It was always me sort of pulling away. You know, he's not perfect by any means, but, you know, he just was always, you know, he always was like, you know, you're my choice. And so he was like, okay. Yeah, I'll break up with whoever, like, you know, come home, we can do that. And so, you know, when I got home, things were really hard. They were not, you know, figured out. And I was kind of like, God, like, why did you get me in this decision? Because geez, you know, like, it's still not great between us. So a couple months go by, we actually got married because we had been engaged for, I think, like almost 8 years. And I just, you know, we were just never ready to get married. But we got re-engaged and then we ended up getting married. And it really wasn't till after we got married that I would say that this really deep-seated work of going home actually really resonated with me. Because now I see it as, you know, going home means go into the deep. You know, go into the deepest, darkest crevices of who you are. And go back to that space. And you've got, that's your home. It's not perfect. It is, it's scary at times. It is, you know, it's a place where you'll have to heal. It's a place where you're going to have to really look at yourself and you're going to look at, you know, you're going to have to look at all of the things you need to work on. It's a real place, right? But it's also a place of just love and of divinity and just pure poetics and passion. And for us deep thinkers and deep feelers, you know, home, you know, for us can be a scary place. It really can be. But I finally went back home. It took me some work to get there, but I finally clawed my way back home to myself. And I can tell you that it's the best decision I've ever made in my entire life. And now I'm back home with myself. You know, I sit with myself as a child, that 7-year-old girl. You know, she's in my home. I'm, you know, my current age, I'm in my home. I have my 50-year-old self, you know, who I look up to. She's in my home. You know, all of these phases and all these, you know, these feelings and layers of myself, this is where my home is. And to me, I know that message really, like, going back home and doing that work was the catalyst in order for me to really get home, right? That was like the external step. But it taught me to go back home to a place where I was with myself and where I didn't have to apologize for feeling so many things. I didn't have to feel overwhelmed with feeling so many things because I could show up for myself now. And I could do it with like some real authenticity, not just putting out accomplishment to the world and you know, making people think that, oh, she must be great because she has it together. It's so much more deep than that, you know, and as deep thinkers and feelers, we know it. And so I have been thinking about putting something out, and this was the message that I heard is just, you know, just speak, because there are people who are in this very position that you're in, and they need to know that someone else can be a deep thinker and a deep feeler, but also look at some of the surface things and how to work on that. Because I got really good at doing that as an athlete and as a competitor. I understood how to create systems for myself, to create boundaries for myself, to create physical, motivating goals for myself. And so what I did is I just went inside and I started applying all that work inside of me. And that's how I got back home. And I'll tell you guys a couple of the methods that I used in order to get to that space, because I actually did a program and a methods and a training for it. And so in the next episode, that's what I'm going to talk about, is the actual steps that I took to get back home and what I did on my day-to-day life as a mother, as a human being myself, right? And as a wife and as somebody who was in a committed relationship, how to do that. Because sometimes, as deep thinkers and feelers, it is very hard to let people into that space. And I'm going to talk about how you do it with respect and boundaries and how you do let people know who you are. People do need to know the depth of you, especially the people who are in your life and who will treat it with honor. Those people do deserve to know you. They really do. And we can be guarded as deep thinkers and deep feelers, because there's just so much there. We think maybe no one will ever understand it. But I can tell you that cutting people off and not being available and running from your home, it's not a good choice. It's not a good choice at all. And, you know, you've probably been waiting for you for a while. So if this resonates for you, I really encourage you to listen to the next episode, because I want to lay it out strategically for you, how I actually did this work in a real way, in a shallow way, right? Because, you know, we have to go to the shallow end in order to do that pragmatic work, in order to set the schedules and to set up these habits and things. It's not the abstract deep work that we're used to. And so I know that for me, I had to go through all of that athletic work and all of that external work in meeting my goals in order to then apply it to my internal self and to do that real work. And I'll be happy to tell you that I'm so happily married right now, in a level, in a way that I just never even thought was possible, honestly, a level in a way that I always thought was kind of BS, like that people really couldn't have that kind of space with each other. And I'm at a level with my kids that is just like it's just indescribable, the way that I can connect with them now that I can go back to my home and I can actually be with them in their home, and you know, we can do that work together. So stick with me if this is something that resonates with you, because I have some really cool solutions for you and some really cool practices that you can put forth as a deep thinker and a deep feeler who wants to have the best of both worlds, because you definitely can. All right, you guys, that is enough for this episode. I will talk to you all soon. Keep thinking and feeling deeply. We definitely need you, and you are perfect just the way you are.